Hello, and thanks for joining in on today's daily devotion. Today is Sunday, December 20th, the first day of the Hebraic week. Our verse today is Philippians chapter 3, verse 1. Finally, brothers, rejoice in the Lord. It is no trouble for me to write the same things to you again, and it is a safeguard for you. Now, some may read this and think nothing of it. It's just Paul encouraging the believers to rejoice as he has done before, right? Well, yes. However, we can't forget that many of Paul's letters were written while he was in prison. Normally, it's the other way around. Those who are not in prison are the ones trying to encourage those who are in prison. To add to the understanding here, Paul was not in prison cells like we think of in modern-day prisons. He was most likely placed in dark, gloomy-type cells, where there was little to, most likely, no light at all. And yet, here we see that he is the one encouraging the believers to rejoice. He was so full of Yahweh's love that he could let Yahweh's light shine through him in the midst of those dark places and be encouragement to others. What a testimony! Here he was the one going through the hard times, and yet, it was he who was doing the encouraging. It's hard enough for some to just try and maintain their emotions when going through hard times, let alone to go and actually encourage others. Yet, that is what we see Paul doing. Again, Philippians 3 verse 1. Finally, my brothers, rejoice in the Lord. It is no trouble for me to write the same things to you again, and it is a safeguard for you. The next time you go through hard times and feel life isn't fair, remember Paul's words to rejoice and remember from where he wrote them. Let this be a focus in your time of meditation throughout the day. Until tomorrow. Shalom.